All right, so if I know how many states there are between k and k plus dk, I can also figure out how many states there are in a certain frequency range or a certain energy range or a certain wavelength range. So I know how many there are in the between this dk times k is the number of states between k and k plus dk per unit volume. And that turns out to be this. And I know the relationship between angular frequency and k, and I can differentiate it like this. And then if I plug these two things into this formula up here, there's a question.
If we have a function of k, for the density space, would we have made the k space continuous?
Yes, I will make, essentially I make k space continuous. So what happens is that I take the limit of large L.
Oh.
Yeah. So when I make a very large box, then I can put all kinds of wavelengths in, and the step between one wavelength and the next gets very close. So I have a continuous function. All right, so what I was going to do is try to calculate that. Yeah, it's tricky. Yeah. I will learn this eventually, probably. Yeah, maybe I won't. Okay, so I'll do it on the board.
That probably still works. So I've got k squared over pi squared, and omega is ck, and d omega is cdk. So I take this and I solve for omega. I solve for k, and so the k squared, I want to know what this is with the dk. So the k squared is omega squared over c squared. There's still this pi squared here, and dk is omega over c. That gives me a c cubed d omega. So this will be the density of states in omega,
which I've written here. And then at the bottom, I did it again for wavelength. So the number of states per unit volume between wavelength of lambda and lambda plus delta lambda is 8 pi over lambda to the fourth d lambda.